You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
All right, you guys, it's Wednesday. I'm so freaking excited because I met these two and she sneezed. Are you allergic to me?
I think it's only you.
I think it's you.
Sneezed around you.
You never sneeze.
I smell
sneeze,
like
no, just kidding.
Bleach. I smell like bleach and Gain. I think I use Gain.
You smell like Cincinnati chili.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's like not a compliment.
The chocolate and, you know, the good parts.
Oh,
you know?
The sweet part of it. Or the wine
cinnamon.
That DJ has.
Oh, like, my God, with the furry label.
I was like, oh, we're
He goes, yeah, I
down.
Bought it for the furry label.
He is hilarious.
He's funny.
Oh, well, we didn't even say who you guys were. Wait, how long do you think it would take them to guess?
To guess? I don't know. It surprised me on the Make-A-Wish live how long it took them.
Have we said our actual names?
No.
No, we haven't. Let's just keep it this way.
Nothing. Yeah. I wonder if we should just say it at the very end.
Let's do it.
They'll figure it out as they...
Yeah.
They're like, wait a minute.
Hey, they'll hang on. They'll hang on till the very end.
Wait, can you forward? No, you got to listen to commercials, I think.
I don't know. You're the one doing this, not me. Yeah.
I did a video the other day. I'm like, I don't even care. Skip to the end so you can see the result. Doesn't
skip,
matter
skip,
to
skip.
Me.
Oh, ads, darn it. That's YouTube anymore. It's like 3 ads. Come on, guys.
Well, I feel like we're besties now. We've
Heck
been,
yeah.
what, hanging out since Saturday? I don't even, my days are so
mad. I know. And it feels like a week now.
Are you guys like that? Where you're like, wait, what day is it today?
Yes,
all the time.
Yeah. Okay. I thought I was losing it.
I feel like weekends are like start of the week. And so anytime we go out, Jaren's like, why are we going out on a Saturday?
I'm like, you know, everybody goes, well, it just happens to work out that way. Yeah.
If I didn't have the watch, I would never know.
Yeah.
I'm like,
does the watch tell you what day it is?
Yep. Up top to the right.
Well, I always look at the date. I'm not really worried about what day of the week, but
I got to worry about both.
We don't have kids.
Hey, true story. I'm like, what's today?
I will say when we own the business, I won't say what type of business, but when we own the business, we knew more what day it was. But
well, yeah, because I worked.
Sure.
Once we closed that down.
Yeah. She said I worked. She didn't
did.
Say
well,
we.
I'll be honest. She ran the restaurant. Like I did the back end. I brewed all the beer. You know, I didn't know what day it was. She did.
I worked an actual schedule.
You
like
see
I was down.
We've got a lot. We've got a whole
serving tables.
Album.
Oh, yeah. You did the so you did it all.
Yeah.
She did it all.
So what we did when at the business was everybody did everything except the cook. So the cook came in, did prep work and cooking, and then a little bit of dishes and that's it. But if you were a server or somebody that worked the counter, you served, you did dishes, you put orders away, you poured beer, like you did everything. And the unfortunate part is I could cook and do everything else. So there would be days I'd be down as a cook and...
It was a true mom and pop, yeah, like, except Pop was telling the mom
and
to
then,
work more.
And then I would work all week or work all day and then come home and he'd be like, okay, we got to film a video.
No, like, honestly.
The heck we are.
In the beginning.
So those looks in the videos are probably like right
legit,
on.
Legit. Jordan, no.
He would always say, the angrier you are when we go into a video, the better I know it's going to
be. I knew it was going to be golden. Like, if she was angry and did not want to do the videos, yeah. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a banger.
I mean, because she looked annoyed, so
yeah,
it was like,
it's
going
to be a banger, yeah. And every time.
That's
every
good
time
to
it
know
worked.
That
yeah.
It was like...
Oh, yeah. No, early on, like, we probably wouldn't have made it where we are today if not for, like, you know... Me being like, Maggie, I don't care how tired you are. We gotta do this video. But you know, all the fat jokes were hers, so let's just put that out there.
Well, we better make sure. You guys, I know you guys have guessed it by now who it is, the blonde brewer. But I've not seen pictures of the establishment. So is it legit?
Yeah.
Do you guys? They're both driving their phones right now. No, I believe you. Yeah.
I finally went on Google and. Labeled it as permanently closed because we were getting so many people just randomly showing up and the new production facility that I'm still working on is right next to our home. So so I'm like, oh, let's not have this. But yeah, we're still building this warehouse so we can eventually maybe produce the Blonde Brewer beer again and distribute it and whatnot.
Ooh.
But it's been a long process and a lot of work, sure. You know, with the social media and all that.
And
so.
It hasn't really been like at the top of our list. Like we just like when we have time to work on.
It's been a very expensive side project. Yes.
Oh, I'm
a labor
I'm
of
sure.
love. But this was something we did started before social media. And it was like, you know, we both come from business degrees and we knew we always wanted to work for ourselves. So we worked so hard to build up the brewery that when we kind of diverted to social media and like actually took the plunge to say, let's close our doors and commit full time.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal. Like we probably should have done it 6 months prior what we
actually
did.
I'm sure you guys
did.
Were exhausted.
Well, and we were keeping the business afloat. After COVID, it just wasn't the same.
So let's talk about that. So business was great.
It was booming. In fact,
tell us about where it was located because you guys had to have been like crazy busy during
those
times.
Yeah. So we ended up moving to St. Helens, Oregon, because I was a nursing home administrator and there was a nursing home there that needed an administrator. And so I was doing that for 4 years thereabout and homebrewing on the side for years.
Were you like one of those moonshiners? Like
basically,
out in the woods? Like,
no, honestly. Like,
Maggie, be quiet. They're coming for us.
We have pictures of basically that in Port Orchard, Washington. We lived out in the woods. And I'm just like, here we go. Another batch, you know? It was
you
so
have
shady.
Overalls and all of it.
Yes, it was so shady. Yeah. So we moved north of Portland, Oregon. I'm like, there's no breweries here. We're like 30 minutes north of Portland, Oregon. There was no breweries. I think there's one that had closed right when we moved there. We're like, what an opportunity to maybe look for. Actually, I was thinking just distribute beer. And
you just didn't want to be on the run.
Yeah. So Maggie's like, how about we just open a brick and mortar, like, you know, an actual brew pub? And I'm like, you're down to do that? You know, and
so
she's
awesome.
Like, yeah,
I was
let's
so
do
bored
it.
Though. Because I've been somebody that works my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we moved, I had to quit my job, like going back in time. I had to quit my job in where we live in, like Renton area.
God, we were moving every year for like 7 years for just work and stuff.
I was 21 and I was one of the youngest managers for this company called Pet Pros, and I was up for a district manager position.
She's
and
still sour about
I'm
this.
I'm really sour because
I heard it. I was like, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, here's the tone.
I was like, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like being that young and moving up.
Mm-hmm.
And so his company was like, we're going to move you guys. And thankfully, Jaron's like, if we move, you have to pay my wage and what my wife would be making had she got this job. Because if we stayed, she would have. It was the second time I was up for district manager. So when we moved to Coeur d'Alene. I finished out college. And then we moved to
St. Helens. Yeah.
And he would be coming home from work. I'm like, I'm so bored.
Yeah.
I joined MLM companies. Like I was selling makeup.
No, she was doing it all.
I didn't know anybody there because I didn't work or anything.
Which one? Was it makeup? Was it?
So I did Unique for a little while, makeup, and then I switched over to Lime Life for a while. And
okay,
I mean, they're both makeup,
and I did really well, but it was mainly I just wanted something to do.
Yeah, and I'm like, what did I tell you? What did I tell you?
I don't remember.
I said, enjoy this time because it's not going to last forever.
I kind of miss it because I read so much. I was in the best shape of my life. I was making, spending money. And then he came home. I'm like, let's open the brewery. And he's like, are you sure you want to do that? I'm like, yeah, I'll run it. I'm bored anyway.
Yeah, no, she was like, I'll work anywhere at this point, you know?
I regret my decision.
No, but like,
because I was working 5 days a week. And then when we opened up 7 days a week, I was pretty much working 7 days a week.
The community was so hungry for a brewery there. Mm. It was insane. And they wanted a place to just hang out and do fun things. And so Maggie was a genius with all the events. We were doing trivia nights, bingo. I mean, you name it, we were doing it. We even had like comedy shows there for people.
Did you guys get up and do any comedy?
No, that was before.
This was well before.
Yeah.
I guess before we knew we were funny. I don't know. Like,
wait. Who told you guys you were funny?
Yeah, I mean, I still don't think I'm funny. I hate my skits. I don't know, like,
but they are awesome.
We had comedy nights, yoga and beer, live music. Like every weekend, there was something going on. During the weeks, we had stuff going on. We really like were kind of like the living room for the community to come and hang out and do. We had board games, everything, and then COVID hit.
Well, before that, though, I applied for a national grant through NAV, and they're like a big business loan company. And I go, Megan, I think we got a good shot at like winning this national grant. And so I wrote this whole thing up about what we were doing for the community, all these events. And
we had to make a video for that.
Oh, we did have to make a video. I forgot.
Is this where it all started?
I completely forgot about that. And so the company called us up, NAV, and they're like, hey, we've got some news for you. You didn't win first place, but you won second. But we want to fly out to you to give you the second place check, right?
Wow.
And so they came out and...
Oh, geez.
What are you laughing about?
Because the story.
Yeah, yeah. And they had a whole film crew. And I'm like, oh, this is like pretty serious for like second place, right? Well, we won first place. And they just wanted to surprise
us.
And we were the very first brick and mortar that they had ever given the grant to.
Yeah.
Like everybody else that had gotten the grant previously was like online businesses. So that's why they made such a big deal about it, is we were the first brick and mortar that they were giving it to.
Wow. That was the very first time we made national news, I think. It ended up on like Forbes Online or something. And yeah. And so a lot of people don't know about that prior. And it was a pretty cool thing.
But you guys were busy because you were telling me earlier about this was Halloween Town and where Twilight was filmed.
Yes, yeah. And I'll let you talk about that. You're the Halloween buff.
Yeah, so Halloween Town, the Disney movie, was filmed there. And so every October from like mid-September through the first week of November, they basically shut down all downtown. It's decorated like Halloween Town. They have events going on the whole time. They bring the cast from Halloween Town to the town, and they also bring cast members from Twilight to the town. So we've gotten to meet like Emily from
Dr. Cullen.
Yeah, we met forget his actual name, but Dr. Cullen from Twilight.
Yeah,
he actually had a meet and greet at a brewery, and then we had Emily, who played Sophie from Halloween Town. We're actually friends with her now. That we got to meet through Halloween Town. Really before social media. So that was the cool part of it. But I mean, we'd have thousands of people walk through our tiny, tiny little brewery through the month of October. So we would be working from the minute the doors, well, actually, like the minute we woke up to the minute we went to bed, we were working just to be prepared for the next day and have it cleaned. And
yeah. So now people are like, how do you travel so much and do the social media all the time? And we're like, we were doing that, well before this, So this is actually kind of nice. We just get to, not have employees
we
and we're
do
doing
this.
It. Yeah.
So COVID happens. What was your first video? Who was the one that decided?
It started as a competition.
It did.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we went, COVID happened. We got the news that we were going to be shut down, like legit shut down. We got shut down. We worked through the summer. We got shut down again.
Oregon was rough on restaurants. It was almost like the blame was on the restaurants. It was ridiculous.
So the time we got shut down again was right as we were going into winter, and we're like, what are we gonna do?
Right.
We can't work. We could be open for like takeout service, but mm-hmm. we didn't want to lay off all our employees. So we took advantage of the PPP loan.
Right.
And we basically said, we'll take the loan. I didn't work at all down there. We just kept our employees working. And then we went on vacation.
We did. We took a vacation. Yeah.
Because nice. we were like, what do we, we're bored. Yeah. Right. What do we do? We're right. caught up on all the business stuff. So we went to Mexico.
Like Cozumel or something like that.
Ooh. And we were celebrating our anniversary, and we met somebody there that had just hit 10,000 followers on TikTok.
Which was a big deal back then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she's like, I'm part of the Creators Fund. This is amazing. Wow. And she was, yeah, very good looking gal. And she was an Insta, you know, perfect Instagram model type.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
she's like, yeah, I just do the Instagram thing and social media and yada, yada. And Maggie and I are looking at her like, oh, we can make something of this.
Yeah, we're like,
we're not Insta models, but we can definitely catapult this. You know,
we can do that.
So while we were there, I think we had said, let's start our own page when we get home. Did we even start the page while we were there?
So we had, like, I had a page already that I just, like, played around with. I mm-hmm. think we had one video up at the time, or maybe two, that we, you know, just goofing off throughout the summer, but nothing like I'm going to post to actually, like, try to do anything. And I think you had one that you had never posted to.
I think it was a Musical.ly that got transferred or something. Yeah. I don't know, but yeah.
So then we were like, let's see. It's mid-December. By New Year's Day, who can have the most followers?
Ooh. Insider info, everything is a competition amongst us. Like, our marriage is a business of competition. Like, honestly. So the competition wasn't like, you know, it had nothing to do with people watching our stuff. It was like, all right, who can have the most followers by end of year? And I don't know what, like, what,
wait, are
what
we
going
to have
win?
A spinoff? Am I smelling a spinoff and like see who can get to like, what, 10 million first?
No, but it was like just that first point. So I started my page, she started hers.
And yeah, so we both posted like every day through whatever the Christmas season. And I am still very salty about this, but I found a video. He was like brewing beer because we still had to brew beer for the business. So he was out brewing a batch of beer. I'm like, hey, I got this video idea that would be perfect for your page. I showed him the video. He's like, bet, I'll do it. Like, it's this thing where he's hiding under the bed. And
no, I said, if I do it, I'm getting naked.
Basically. Oh, so
I swear to God. I swear to God.
It was this Katy Couric audio where he had to pretend like he was the guy hiding in the closet and the girl's getting caught.
But I was under the bed.
So he's under the bed. I'm holding the light and recording the video for him, for his page. This video blows up.
I kid you not, though, half of my butt cheek was in it. Like, today we would never get away with that.
Is it still up?
Oh, yeah. It's still up. It's still on my page.
So it's going viral. He posts it. It's, like, doing well. It hits, like, 18,000 views. Which was big for us.
Say, which is still a lot, though, back when it all first started.
Oh, yeah. And we were on the way to get a COVID test.
No. Well, you go out, you're brewing. I'm like, you're going viral. And he's like, oh, yeah, right. I'm like, no, seriously, you're going viral. Look.
I had no idea what that meant. Like, I knew we were doing the social media thing, but I'm like, viral? Okay. Yeah.
So we had, you know, just come back from Mexico. They had to test you when you left the country.
Okay.
And then we went ahead and opted in to get tested before, like, I'd go back down to work just for safety. And so we were on our way to go get another COVID test just to make sure. And I remember watching, I think we have a video of it.
We do.
I'm watching his numbers, his followers grow.
I'm privately like recording her getting pissed
and
off
about
this.
Like, I'm mad because the video was my idea. I filmed it. I'm holding the light and I like made him go viral. And he's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, you went from like 100 followers to like 6,000. He's about to hit 8,000. Fast forward, by the time New Year's Day comes, he's at like 20,000 followers.
Yeah, I can't
remember. Or something in 2 weeks. Wow. And I hadn't even, I was like, you know, I had maybe 8,000. I hadn't even hit
Still 10K. Had no clue what the heck I was doing. You know what I mean?
Which now, like,
you put your ass out.
That's what it was. Yeah.
But he had a few viral, like, back to back to back because of that. And then,
if you watch that Katy Couric one, though, it, like, I convinced myself that that's my voice. It's crazy. Like, it matched perfectly.
We're going to have to pull this
up. He did good. Yeah. So he won the competition.
Okay.
But, like, January.
hold on though. She, like a week or two later, she's sitting out in the hot tub all depressed. And I'm like, shh.
You don't need to tell the story.
No, no, no. No, it's funny because like we had been together 10 years plus at that time. And I'm like, so what's going on? Because I was obviously joking with her about like, oh yeah, I'd be, you know. But she's like legit depressed. And I'm like, what's up? Like if it's about the TikTok, like I don't care. I'll delete my TikTok. It's not that big of a deal. No, honestly, I just didn't
care. See, you guys, he is a good guy.
I can be. I can be.
But he didn't delete it, did he?
I did not delete it. No, but she's like, no, facts. No, like I'm very proud of you. Like, you know, it's just like, I'm so proud of you and you should keep doing it. And I'm like, no, but like seriously, Megan, what's the problem? She's like, well, when I was growing up, I just always wanted to be an actress. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? I have never heard that out of your mouth. You know, we had been together 10 years plus. And she's like, nah, no, I just always want to be an actress. So I'm like, okay.
Was she acting then in that moment too?
It no. could have oh, okay. been, thinking back.
Yes, yes, I was. It was all in
I was trying to help you, Maggie.
I mean, if she would have got me to delete my page, it'd be like, I got bamboozled. But she's a very good actress, by the way. I have found that out. Yeah, no, so at that part, she's like, no, keep your page up. And she ended up coming up with a video.
In that very same day.
It was the same day.
I got out of the hot tub. I was like, I have this idea.
She was driven to beat my butt. You know?
Let's just film it. It's just going to be something I throw up extra. You know, like you have the videos you work really hard on.
Right.
And then you have the ones that you're like, let's just film it really quick. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. And those are the ones that blow up. That's
always.
This one. So I was stitching a video of a girl that's like, be honest. Why are you not going out on that date or something like that?
The OGs will remember this one.
And I was like, okay, Jaren, I'm going to stitch this video. I'm going to say my roommate doesn't like it when I bring other men home. And you're going to be in the background and be like, I'm your husband, not your roommate. And I'll be like, I didn't know you were in here kind of thing. So we did it a couple times. And I remember he was having the hardest time filming this video because he's not even in it. It's just the sound of him. But
he's going clank.
He could not keep his. He got the giggles so bad.
He was so stupid.
Were
to me.
You trying to mess with her video?
No, he was so stupid to me. And like, really, a lot of the videos that we do, I'm like, Maggie, this is so stupid. But it's always those ones that work. And she's like, no, 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 just trust me. Like, this will be a good video. I'm like, all right. But I couldn't stop laughing about the fact that it was so stupid.
Yeah. So we ended up. I posted it the next morning, and by the end of the day, it had like 2 mil. And that's like, I mean, it hadn't even been up for 24 hours. That was
wow,
a lot.
That is
and you
a lot.
Had no
it's a lot now.
You
but
had no followers, yeah. really.
For then, it was like, oh, man, I'm hot shit. You know what I mean? Like, this is
oh,
cool.
She was letting me know every minute.
By the time it hit 24 hours, it was like 6 mil. And then it I think it capped out at like 13 or 16 million. But this audio was one that everybody was using.
I think
like
it's
Kelly
still...
Rowland from Destiny's Child used that audio and
it's
like
still
Fashion
maybe the
Nova.
Highest used audio of ours
every yeah.
really
oh, every yeah. year I'll be scrolling and all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute, that's my voice.
Yeah,
like it'll from like it'll be ago. One of those audios that will go away and then all of a sudden people are using it again. I'm like, okay, like this is weird, but
yeah. No, it worked. It worked for you.
Yeah,
and she won the
so
war.
So she was playing, I was going to say,
that
she was playing the long game.
Oh, that, yeah. She won the war.
That
I won the battle.
January,
she won the war.
Like right after I was just complaining about him having so many followers, that boosted my account into 100,000 from like, I think I had 15. And it by the time that
oh,
video
wow.
kind of died out, we had hit 100,000.
And then Jaren was in the hot tub and you had to go out.
I was the one crying at that point.
No, but to go with that story, we were refreshing my page. I was at like 99.8, 99.9. I hit 100,000. Jaren like refreshed it and he's like, you hit 100,000. And I just remember he's laying on the floor, just like laying on the floor, solemn face. I'm like, you gonna be okay? And he goes, yeah, I'm really happy. Like, it was like the reverse. I'm really happy for
yeah,
you,
yeah.
but...
I always wanted to be an actress growing up.
And then he was like, I think we should combine pages.
I mean, it wasn't immediately, but yeah.
I was like,
you know,
a minute later.
We can join for... Well, I'll tell you what happened. I kept getting my videos taken down because I kept pushing it and pushing it.
Well, you can't put your butt out there.
I know. I was using the Borat costume and it was not working for me. Sorry,
yeah,
sorry,
so.
TikTok.
So the brains behind the operation is...
So now, it's really cool now, though, that I'm so glad we did combine forces and pursued it that way because we have, it's taken a while, but we really have a really good system where he's really good with anything music related. Mm. Like he can listen to basically any song and come up with some sort of video for it, which is amazing. And then I like to like really write out scripts. So like if it's a really scripty type thing, mm-hmm. most likely it was something that I came up with, and then we'll combine and I'll be like, I have this idea. This is kind of the script. And then he'll take it and he'll be like, okay, we'll film your part like this, and then I'll cut. Like he's like a director, and he like That's paints fun. The picture.
I do. I see the whole video in my head, and yeah.
So it's people always ask who comes up with the content, and it's like,
you guys make a good team.
Yeah, we it's very much both of us. We on the radio that we did earlier, he was beginning to say like I came up with the joke for Gangster's Paradise, like the very first joke. The joke was me. Everything else was him. So like the song choice, the way we filmed, because I wanted to film it a completely different way, and we got in a big fight.
Oh yeah, no, like she
over this.
Gangster's Paradise may not have happened if we didn't figure it out. You know what I mean?
Like if we filmed it the way I wanted,
I want it because you know all the couples are doing like both people in frame, and mm-hmm. so like a phone on a stand, and they're both in frame, mm-hmm. and then they're doing the joke and then walking off. But I had seen this older guy. I mean, he probably was in his 60s. He went in the kitchen, joked on his wife, and then walked away. He was actually running away because she was running after him with a spoon, wooden spoon. And he had never made any other videos. And I'm like, I loved that video. I would go, let's do it that style. And I remember we were on our way to go pick like
Cash and Carry
food up for the brewery, and Gangsta's Paradise came on. And I go, oh God, listen to these lyrics, Maggie. Listen to these lyrics. It's perfect. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Saying that savage of a joke and mm-hmm. those lyrics fitting, and then with the walkway, I was like, oh, this is great. But I will tell you this, we filmed it. I sat on the couch and I told her, I go, I don't know if I'm comfortable releasing this because it was pretty savage at the time, and right. and I didn't want all the hate. And we had already taken a month long break because of another video that was it was a comedy video, and it turned into something so much more.
It was such an innocent video that became so much more.
And the comments were just a battle of sexes. So we went off TikTok for a good month, came back, and then almost immediately done the Gangsta's Paradise. So I was like, I don't know if I want this level of hate. But she's like, no, Jaron, it'll work, it'll be okay. And thankfully we did it, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. And then after that, it was just one after the other.
So speaking of Coolio,
mm-hmm.
how did all of that come together?
That's an interesting story, too. So Coolio was not on social media at all. He had a sort of manager at the time, and I forget his name, but
Jerez,
yeah. But he was also a musician, so he was like managing Coolio on the side. Mimi, I say it's his wife, basically his wife. Was managing his Instagram or something a little bit. So it was extremely hard to get a hold of him. I actually reached out because I'm like, at this point, you know, every video we're doing is 30 mil Gangsta's Paradise. He's had to have heard, at least heard about what we're doing. And so couldn't get a hold of him. And then one day we had a comment come in one of the videos, and we just happened to see it amongst all the others.
Yeah, because that's hard when you get those alerts. Like,
oh, yeah. And it was, hey, I know I'm friends with Coolio. And we're like, yeah, okay, right? You know, you should get a hold of me and we'll touch base, yada, yada. Well, he had said that 2-3 more times. And
he even messaged us. I completely ignored the message coming in.
Yeah.
I was like, this ain't real.
Yeah.
And then we went live again, and then he messaged us again. And he's like,
and I told her, I was like, let's just like see what this guy's about.
This was like end of October, you know, our busy season. And he's like, come to Vegas on Halloween. I am going to be meeting up with Coolio.
It was Halloween.
I will like meet up with you guys and introduce you to Coolio. And mind you, we have not actually seen this person. We have not seen any pictures of him with Coolio.
Never
like,
spoke to him other than on TikTok.
Other than and text messaging a little bit. I'm like, this person can be completely fake. We have no idea. So finally I'm like, okay, can you at least like send me your personal Facebook so I can like see who
right.
you are? Like, and he did, and I saw videos with Coolio. I'm like, okay, well.
It was on Facebook, and it was just like at events, so it's like, okay, you could have just posed with him, you know?
Right,
but,
right.
Hey, screw it. Let's.
But this story gets interesting because we were like, if all else fails, we're going to Vegas for the weekend, right?
Right.
This is definitely one of those meant to be moments.
Because, I mean, it sounds meant to be. She's the Halloween queen. It's, yeah. You're going to meet him on Halloween. Like, all of this is like town, all of it.
We flew into Vegas, and he ghosted us, essentially.
He, not on purpose.
We didn't know, though. Like, he was
Rich.
Not responding.
That's his name. His name is Rich.
He's
like,
a great guy.
We're good friends with him now. He is worse than me when it comes to texting.
Terrible. Terrible.
And
so we're
I'm
like,
not great.
This guy completely... One over on us, you know. Yeah. But so we got there, and I'm like, Maggie, I'm gonna get a premium Uber. You know, we don't come from wealthy backgrounds, you know. And so I'm like, you know, given the situation, I'm gonna get a premium Uber. So I got a premium Uber, and the guy, of course, is asking us why we're there and all that, and we're explaining the story. And he goes, "No shit." He goes, "I actually know Coolio."
In the Uber?
In the Uber.
The Uber
he
driver.
Goes, this is crazy, but like
My ex-wife is still really good friends with Mimi.
Yeah. He's like, this is so crazy. He's like, do you guys need help like getting a hold of him? Because I could text Mimi right now, his wife. And we're like, that'd be great. And so he dropped us off.
Yeah.
We step in the room.
And I get a random phone call that was a Vegas number. Answer it. It's Mimi Ivy.
And we're both like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
We were fangirling. You know,
like, we were hardcore. And, she knew it.
But
she was also like, I love you guys, you know?
Yeah. And Mimi, which we are good friends with Mimi now, she's like, I've actually been trying to reach out to you guys on TikTok.
Everybody
and
keeps sending me your guys' videos.
Like, I love your videos. And because TikTok, we weren't mutuals, it kept going into like requests, and I just never saw it. So, yeah. So we ended up getting to briefly meet Coolio that weekend.
It was it was good and bad that weekend. So we don't have kids, so our dogs are our kids, and my boy on that trip had just randomly got sick, and it was starting to he was starting to throw up everywhere. And so I think right after that call we had heard about it.
Yeah, so basically right after we talked to Mimi, we got a call that our dog was sick, and we're like,
and we left and he was like perfectly healthy.
Yeah, just watch him. And then we got another call and they're like, no, he's like really sick. And so
we got him on video, and we're like, immediately you could see mm-hmm.
So I'm calling vets while we're trying to coordinate meeting Coolio. I'm calling like all the vets near them and trying to get him into an emergency. And of course it's still during COVID. So like,
it was a terrible situation.
You have to drop the dog off. You can't like go in and all these things, and us not even being there, it was a little bit harder, but I'm like, I will give credit card, whatever you need.
Right.
Then we got the call. The vet was like, it looks like he might have something on his liver, and we don't know what it is. And so we're going to put him in emergency surgery and remove it from his liver. And they opened him up and they're like,
well, we met up with Coolio at the event, and we were there maybe 5-10 minutes. And
this is when we get the call from the vet. And my dog is open on the table when we're getting this call.
Yeah.
And they say he has cancer. It's all over his liver. There's no way we'll be able to cut it off without him dying. We suggest you let him go.
Oh. Yeah. And like,
I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't there.
Aww.
And they wanted us to be like,
make that decision.
Yeah. It was really tough. So we were a hot mess.
So we didn't even say goodbye. We had met Coolio, took like one little video showing that we were there, and we were gone. Like, I was calling the airport.
Yeah,
I'm like, you sew my dog back up. You do not put him down. Like, you're not going to let me not say goodbye.
Right.
And I was like, you are not putting my dog down without me there. And so we didn't really even get to meet Coolio. That was the first time.
Yeah, we said hi, basically, yeah. and then took off. And we're like, well, you know, hope they understand. And so, yeah.
This has been a couple years now.
You know what's crazy is we got back home, and I mean, we were three hours.
Yeah, so.
Away from.
He was being dogs, my father-in-law was watching him, and he lives like 2.5 hours from where we were. So we fly in to Portland, drive up to basically Seattle, and it's like middle of the night. We're driving straight to the vet. We got no sleep, obviously.
Yeah. Sure, right.
Because we thought we were going to like go say goodbye to the dog. So Chester, we got Chester right after we got married. So we got married and then we got Chester. So we had another dog previously that we lost really tragically as well. But Chester was like our life dog. Like he went through everything with us.
Yeah. I mean, I got home from Iraq and obviously like was dealing with things. And yeah, he was my boy, like kind of my service dog without certify. Aww. And so, yeah, no, it was, we got there and, you know, we were expecting the worst and all that and like trying to prep ourselves. And this boy comes trotting out of the back
like
room.
Like nothing's wrong.
And we're like,
You told me my dog was like dying. We need to put him down. Like,
yeah.
I looked at Jaren because we walked in there fully expecting to be saying goodbye. Mm-hmm. Like we told them like, okay, we're going to come say goodbye. We can, so that's what we thought we were doing. I looked at Jaren. I'm like, I am not putting my dog down.
Well, and the doctor came in and he's like, yeah, I don't know what's going on, essentially. Like, we saw what we saw, but clearly, you see, he's really happy to see you guys. Aww. And he hasn't been eating. I mean, he was skinny, skinny.
He was refusing to eat, not drinking water. And so, basically, they said,
we can give you some food to see if he'll eat, but just don't expect. I mean, he was chomping that food down.
They said, if you can get him to eat, you can take him home. And so, he was like, they gave us two jars of baby food and he was like trying to get it open out of our hands and he ate this full little thing. So basically they're like, we don't know how long he's not going to live
long. Could be a
day,
could be, yeah.
Right? They gave us like just a handful of pain meds basically because they didn't think he'd make it through the weekend. And so we went and stayed at his dad's house with him basically because we're like, we don't want to go far. This vet already knows what's going on.
Sure.
And that boy,
we went through all the meds, called to get a refill, and they're like,
what?
Excuse me?
He's still alive, basically?
Yeah. But they didn't want to say that. They're just like, we'll refill it.
Yeah. So we eventually make he's slowly starting to eat more kind of thing. So we make the call. We're going to take him home and took him home. It's so funny because all these memories, he's starting to get better. And then that's when we first signed with our first media agency.
Yeah.
At the same time, we had
And we're just like, all we care about is like our boy's recovery. And it was in the middle of like the peak of Gangsta's Paradise skits. So we were doing these three, you know, Gangsta's Paradise skits, and you'll see like little, you know, he'll be in one or two, and you can tell like he was sick or recovering, you know, but nobody knew.
We moved our bed out into the living room because he couldn't jump because of his thing. So we had our mattress on the floor because our dogs sleep with us. And so like 2 weeks goes by and all of a sudden he's playing with our other dog and we're like, we're going to get a second opinion.
Yeah.
So we took him in for a second opinion. Nobody could figure out what was wrong with him. They knew he had tumors, but they couldn't figure out, like, they were we had multiple tests done. They were all coming back non-cancerous. So we started, like, we did a bunch of different treatments on him. And
we're talking like 3 months in now. Like,
steroids, like, doing all these tests.
They're like, maybe an autoimmune thing? I don't really know.
Yeah. So he really bounced back. He lived for another 6 months after that happened.
Yeah.
We did, that January, he had bounced back enough that we did go and actually get to film with Coolio. And stayed in the Airbnb and had a bunch of really cool content. But, yeah, then it was cancer. Yeah. It was bone cancer, and that's why it wasn't detected.
Yeah.
But
we got to do all these cool things with him, you know, because we just didn't know. You know, we're like, okay, autoimmune, maybe. But yeah, he loved the ocean and all that, so we'd take him to the beach every weekend and all that. But
the craziest thing, I have to say this, the craziest thing, though, is the night that he passed. It's like, we're in mid-April.
Here's another weird thing, yeah.
And for one, Oregon doesn't get snow hardly ever. But mid-April, we're starting to warm up, right? The night that he passed, we just randomly got snow. And I'm like, Jaren, it's snowing outside. And Chester loved
the snow.
Aww.
Yeah.
And so we took him outside and he has snowflakes on him.
Patio. He laid on laid on the couch, just looking out at the snow. And it was just like a totally another meant to be moment.
Yeah. And then that was the day that he passed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thankful that you guys had that extra time.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure, you know, rushing back, you're like,
Yeah, yeah, it was minutes. Traumatic, but yeah, I'm really glad, and I would do it. I don't care who I'm meeting. my I would do it right now if I got a call that my
sure.
dog was sick.
Oh yeah, so. For sure. But the Coolio thing, it was really cool because we end up staying in an Airbnb with Rich, the guy that had connected us with him, and he's like, we got there, and Rich is like, so Coolio's going to be staying with us at the Airbnb. I'm like, serious? So he actually spent the night there at the Airbnb with us, and he loved to cook. I guess he had his own cooking show for some time.
Cooking with Coolio.
And they just released a cooking book of his, I'm sure that he had prepared prior to his passing. But yeah, so he cooked us this great meal. We went live with him, and he did his freestyle. In fact, I have a video up. You could probably find it on one of our tagged videos on TikTok where I interrupt his freestyle. I couldn't hold it in. I'm like, let him do his thing. He's OG rapper. And oh yeah, if you haven't seen it, you need to watch it. It's hilarious.
Wait, excuse me, sir.
I would say what Jaren said out loud.
It was inappropriate.
It was not appropriate, but it did
fit.
Rhyme.
It fit. And his wife was busting up laughing. I'm telling you, she's like,
She thought it was so funny.
The funniest thing ever. And he's like, I ain't effing with you anymore, man. He was clearly joking, but yeah. And I was like, oops.
I love that. It seemed like you guys had a great time. Are there any other creators or should we say celebrities that you guys have worked with or want to work with?
We've worked with a ton of creators because that's one of the things that we really enjoy doing.
Yeah.
I like to get to know other people, see how they make content. And
we learn that way too. You know, it's like, it's funny. Even we film with a lot of smaller creators, and some of them are the hardest working social media creators that I've ever met, and great actors. You know, like I could think of a couple different couples right now. I'm like, we left their place, and I told Meg, I said, we need to work harder. We need to, honestly.
And we work pretty hard. But
we've met, like, Dane Cook ended up randomly inviting us to an LA show of his, and he roasted us half the show. That was pretty epic.
Anyone that you would want to work with?
So we've been really trying to make this thing happen with Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy comedian.
We've touched base on and off, but he's always on a world tour, so it's just
mean, how dare he? Doesn't he know he's you guys are?
But anybody in the comedian realm,
honestly,
a lot of them we find really funny.
I'd like to film with some legit actors. That'd be kind of fun to me.
You make the connections you make while you're doing
you never know.
We have connections in the like rock side of things, like musicians, and we're like, what?
Like, how in the world?
Yeah. And we just love music, so it's great. No matter what musician reaches out, we're like, yeah, we're down. We just did a music video with Matt Ferris. He's kind of an up-and-coming country music
artist.
Yeah, and that was really fun doing a music video. It was really fun because we didn't have to do much, you know?
But at the end of the day, like, if it's somebody that kind of aligns with our type of content, we're really open.
Yeah,
like,
we're
not people to be like, I won't work with you.
And we love to travel, so, you know.
Which I will say, you guys are very genuine.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah.
You definitely are. I don't have people on my page and me vouch for them and say, go follow, because I'm normally like, well, if they want to follow them, they'll follow them. Like, that's up to them. I'm not going to, like, vouch for them. But what is something that you guys feel that you've learned along the way?
You never know who you're talking to.
Yes, that's a big one. We kind of learned that in the brewery industry too, but yeah, very much with social media. You never know.
If I were to give anybody advice, is always be open to who you may be talking to. You never know who you're shutting down, like, by being kind of, you know, snooty or whatever, or having that attitude. Because a lot of our biggest opportunities came from essentially nobody to us that ended up being somebody.
That's very true. Yeah.
It's crazy you guys say that, because I had someone reach out to me during a live feed. They're like, oh, I threw your name in the hat for something. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, well, there's a show that John does in Cincinnati, and he had an influencer on, and I was like, why in the world would you not have Savage Mom on? Like, she has way more followers than that person. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, well, thank you. That was nice. And, like, the next day, I get an email like, hey, do you want to come on the radio show? And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, is this legit? But then it had, like, iHeart and everything. And I was like, oh, okay, this is legit.
Yeah.
So I didn't know, but someone, you know, just took their own leap of faith and was like, I'm going to put your name out there. And I thought that was very sweet. So you're right. Like, you never know.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I mean, if you have an interest in something, just try it. You know, like, I've always been so scared to try new things and all that. And like the TikToks, like, I had no clue. Like, I feel like, even like I said earlier, I feel like my stuff is so goofy and like, how is this working? But people enjoy stuff that you maybe necessarily you don't enjoy, and it works and it resonates with people.
Which So I think it's so crazy because he's very theatrical, like on our videos. He never was a theater kid or anything.
Really?
I never was, yeah.
But he, like, the faces he makes and stuff, I'm like, you are a theater kid at heart.
Yeah. I think in his journal, if you got, like, his fifth grade journal or something, it would say, I wanted to be an actor.
Possibly. I don't remember.
He always wanted to be a musician, rock star.
Mm. Yeah. So the whole, like, rock connections for me are like, oh, yeah, this is awesome, you know?
Would you join a band? Or do you need to be solo?
I would join a band, definitely. I need that background music to cover my voice. But yeah, no, it's cool because like these rockers are like, you know, sometimes fangirling over our stuff. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you're a legend, you know?
You're like, I was you for Halloween one year.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Something that you guys would change about social media.
There's a lot, honestly.
Where do I begin? Let me get my checklist out.
For us, like, we're all about, yeah, no kidding, right? Each platform. We're all about making the content and, like, keeping to what we do. And, you know, sometimes it's just difficult to get our content out to those that want to watch it. And so just having to constantly adjust to the algorithms and all that. Like, I feel like as established content creators, we shouldn't have to worry about that so much. But you know, at the same time, if it doesn't work on one, it definitely works on the other. So I can't complain too much.
Yeah. And mine wouldn't necessarily be like what I would change about social, like the platforms, but it would be like the mindset that people have towards social media, like content creators and influencers. Cause the mindset, if they're not in the industry, is like, oh, that's easy. You have an easy job. Like, what I wouldn't give to be you. And it's like, no, we literally are working way more now than we did even when we owned the brewery.
I will vouch for you because I work my ass off.
Yeah.
I mean, there are days I am like, oh, I just woke up. It's 11:30 at night. Like, what the heck? Like, I blinked. Mm-hmm. And then we joked about the day thing. I'm serious. I'm like, what's today? I probably look at my watch 20 times like, oh, no, it's Monday. Okay, I got this on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make sure. And at this point, before I had my son, everyone would call me. Oh, hey, Heather, what's this? And what did so-and-so say back in 1985? Mm. I'm like, oh, this? Now I'm like, for fuck's sakes, I can't remember what I'm saying. If it's not in my calendar, I'm like... Don't count me in.
I was so bad about putting stuff in the calendar. And now it's like, okay, what are we doing? When?
Yes.
Okay, I'm putting it in the calendar right now because if I don't.
I would roll my eyes at those people like, oh my God, really? You got to put it in your calendar? And now I'm like, if it is not in there, there's a highly likely chance that I am not going
to
remember.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny though, because like people close to us, they knew how much we worked with the brewery and they don't believe me or you. When we say, listen, we're working 10 times more, you know, like, oh, yeah, okay.
Well, because
yeah,
your brain is the never result. Shuts off either.
Right, exactly.
At least in my head, it does not. It's
you're
like,
just effing around having fun online. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm like constantly, okay, if we're not filming or doing something, I'm like, what are we going to be doing?
Mm. Yeah.
What's the plan? And big like picture, we have notebooks of just ideas.
Oh, wow.
Because our brain just doesn't shut off.
Good for you. Because me, my brain doesn't shut off. Sometimes I'll put a note in, you know, in my whatever, in my phone. But it's like, I have all the mom moments and all the other things, right? So it's like, you've got the content. I've got the content. I've got the podcast. I've got the, and I would not change my life for anything.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't. I mean, there's goods, there's bads, there's in-betweens and you're busy, but I just say, you know what? I realized that you are going to care about yourself the most
world. That's so true.
So you have to make sure that you're feeding yourself spiritually, mentally, physically, all those things. And you're like, okay, if I can do that and not be, you know, chained to, well, I have to have this many likes or this many views or whatever. So if you are like, all right, this is what I did. I put this out for the world.
Yeah.
I have to make sure that I eat. I have to make sure my son eats. I have to make sure I sleep. I have to make sure all those things. So that was a hard lesson I think I had to learn too. And the upcoming creators, I feel like they burn that candle on both ends, and they're it's that rat race.
Yeah, so. I can't imagine starting nowadays because I feel like it's so much harder. Yeah. But
it can be. But I think you go and you do what you love, and
yeah, it works or it doesn't. Yeah,
I absolutely love it. Okay, we're now at the point where we do the Savage Seven.
Let's do it.
So it's seven rapid fire questions. You can have a skip. Nope. You know what? I'm not giving you.
We're
guys
not skipping.
A skip. We're not skipping anything.
We're doing. This.
I didn't even put an eighth question down because we're not skipping.
So bring you out have the tequila. To answer, let's do this.
Honestly.
All right.
Did you say bring out the tequila?
Let's do this. It's 9 a.m. Let's do this.
All right. We ready?
Let's do it.
A secret you have never told Maggie.
Oh, I've told her everything. Told her everything.
I don't know. There's got to be something in there. Oh, she's Lord. Looking at him like, wait, what?
I don't think that.
That's what works about us. Like,
it's one thing that we do not do is keep secrets. I cannot. Honestly, I can't even keep a secret when I buy him a Christmas gift.
I got one. I farted on the plane.
It was you?
It was me.
You know what, though? If I would ask you,
I did blame
you,
that girl, but it was me.
He blamed that little baby. Oh, her diaper must be full.
No, but honestly, like, if I don't tell...
What flight did you take? So we
All right.
All right, Maggie, your turn. A secret you have never told Jaren.
That's the thing. Like, I can't even keep his Christmas present secret.
She's terrible. Yeah,
I'm
she can't.
So bad. I'm like,
that's how I know.
I'm planning you. So, like, okay,
this woman will never cheat on me because I'll know immediately.
She'll be like, nope, it wasn't.
I planned.
Sure, smirk.
No, I planned a birthday video for him, and I go, Jaren, this is gonna sound real shady, but please don't check my texts because I go, I know it sounds shady. But your birthday is next month, so please don't check my text.
Also, she's not into it that much with me. I know she's not going to give another guy a chance. So
so there's nothing.
No, I cannot keep a secret from it.
Yeah, honestly, like we really are best friends.
Years.
Like, yeah, like I can't wait
like,
to tell her stuff.
Did you ever steal like a pack of gum or something?
No, I told him all that. Yeah.
We've ran out of stories. Listen, like we're like, okay,
Jaren, you've told me this like six times.
We don't talk. We're that older couple. Like typically, you see them in their 80s, like not talking to each other at dinner. That's us. Because we've
you
ran
see them out.
Out
and they're on their own phones.
Yeah,
they
and they're like,
won that right.
I don't get. You know, like how could you not talk to each other at dinner? Well, we've talked about it 10 times over, and she's tired of my stories. So
okay, so then we'll ask you, who is your hall pass?
My hall pass, Gavin Rosdale.
Isn't that dirty?
Oh.
Like, he's like 80.
We've talked about this several times.
Who is your hall pass?
Oh, I have many.
Well, I think that's many. Dirty. Yeah, you should only have one.
The funny thing is I'm terrible with names, so I couldn't tell you names. It's the gal from The Notebook. I don't know. What is her name?
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, that girl. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And also the office, you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Rashida Jones.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
But I have several others, you know.
Okay, well, you should limit that. Because, you know.
It may happen, you know.
All right. What's your most embarrassing moment as a couple?
Oh, as a couple.
Not you farting on the plane. She
wasn't part of that. Well, she was. Yes.
What has happened as a couple?
We haven't had anything crazy embarrassing. I mean, having to leave that, you know, just meeting Coolio, that was kind of embarrassing, but we didn't care
at
the same time.
Yeah, that's a tragic thing. Yeah.
Boy.
You know, this one time, we almost got kicked out of Skyline Chili.
Yeah.
That was pretty embarrassing.
It was in Cincinnati with a Savage Mom. And
that we'll never go back to that Skyline.
No, I will say this. The Dane Cook situation was kind of embarrassing because I knew that we were the only people invited to a show, and I knew he was gonna roast us. I just didn't know how in depth
it was bad,
and the audience didn't know that he like had a prior connection. They thought that he was just picking on a couple.
Yes.
Oh.
And
which
also
made it kind of funny, but
there was a 2-drink minimum there, and they didn't have non-alcoholic. Like you had to buy. I mean, of course you didn't have to drink them, but I'm like, if I'm ordering an old fashioned, I'm gonna drink this
a $20 drink. You're
yeah,
drink
it. And it was and it was strong. So like halfway into my first one, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna be hammered while he's roasting me, and that's what happened. And
did
so,
you say anything back?
Well, he was asking questions. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you remember now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I won't
the memory.
Ever let him live this
she
down.
Won't.
So Dane Cook asks, why, like, what do you love? Like, what's the number one thing you love about her? He asked me first, and I don't even remember what I said. It was probably something really sweet.
It was super sweet. I can't remember. But
Jaren looks this guy in the eye, and he goes, she's a hard worker.
I swear. It was the first thing that I thought of. She's a very hard worker.
I'm like,
I don't know what his response was, but it was hilarious.
Like, that's the one thing you love about me out of everything, is I'm a hard worker.
No, like, it was probably the worst timing, too, because I'm pretty sure you were on your period at the time. Because I remember it did not sit well, and it still it has not aged well either, actually. I'm glad you're smiling about
out
it now.
Of all things. You could have said in the bedroom. You could have said anything. You could have added anything.
I was drunk, okay? I told you, old fashions. Yeah, no, all like, right. And immediately as that came out of my mouth, I'm like, shit.
You're like, I'm sleeping on the couch. Yeah. We're putting the bed back in the living room. For Jaren. All right. Do you guys have any icks?
Oh, Maggie
about
has
each other?
So many.
Yes.
Maggie has so many icks. I swear she has a bit of the tism.
I am very triggered by sounds.
Okay.
And I'm like the loudest swallower, like when it comes to drinking water. Like it sounds like a gulp.
It's so
and I saw
loud.
You kind of do
water?
This like shiver just now. Like I you were imagining.
I
it's
yes,
so
I can
loud.
Imagine that, but I don't think I heard it.
So
you've drank around me and
get,
I didn't
mic
hear
mic
it.
This thing up.
I cannot drink quietly. Like it bothers me at times.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I'm out of water.
Oh, hold on.
Here,
but
you
got water
got
over there? Jaren's like ready.
Yeah, she cannot just enough. Like, sip. She's got to do it truthfully too.
Can you
okay,
hear
I
that?
Heard that
it's
one.
Loud.
I heard
usually
that.
It's louder.
Yeah.
She was nervous, performance anxiety.
Yeah. But when we were filming the documentary the whole time, I'm like mic'd right here. And I go, Talal was the guy that was filming everything.
He's having
I'm like, I'm so
editing.
Sorry because between me yawning, because I can't control my yawns, and me swallowing when I'm drinking water, that he's probably had to edit out so much noise.
Oh, yeah. It's butchered.
Okay. I might have to edit this out, but just imagine. Okay, moving on. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I cannot handle Jaren chewing gum near me, eating food near me.
Oh, like if people like
wait, there's a I don't know what it's called.
It's called autism.
Shut up.
And she has it.
I if he's shaking his leg and it's like
scuffing feet,
touching
like
there is a
sensory
thing.
Issues. Yeah.
Well, no. I don't know what it's called. Someone's already gonna be. They're gonna be screaming it right now
guaranteed,
in the podcast.
Yeah.
I know.
But if you listen to someone chew and you can't,
or like the scraping,
it's all the noises though. Like with her,
it's
yeah.
any noise.
Yeah.
It's movement. So like if we're laying in bed and I feel the bed shake, like I'm
you
like,
know,
can you
you know shake, shake.
I mean, I'm like, can you stop? Because
he's probably over there by himself.
That's it. That's
he,
it. You
he
got
has
it.
This thing where he like. Has to shake his leg sometime. I'm like,
okay,
you're shaking the bed. Can you please stop? Or like, if he's shaking his leg near me and it's like touching the chair or anything, it will bother me.
I can be
if
very
he touches
fidgety,
me
yeah.
with his feet and they're cold, like just a little,
like the little
touch.
Things. Okay, you. I don't know whether you were serious or not. Like,
yeah.
is it an autism thing?
I've never been
because you know that we don't joke about that.
No, we
no.
don't. But
I am very. I should probably get tested. I would not be surprised with how much I get triggered.
Yeah.
I cannot focus. Like if he's talking to me and I'm trying to edit a video,
uh-huh.
I'm like, you need to stop talking right now.
Yeah.
Because it like triggers me. I get angry because I can't focus.
I feel like we all have a bit of sensory issues, you know, and she just has it a little bit more. It, I mean, who knows?
But I mean, what it doesn't, I mean, if you get tested, would...
Yeah,
it would just tell me
exactly.
at what like what level on the spectrum I would be.
Sure.
You still gotta live your life, you know?
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, do they give you like mechanics to work with that? Or would that help you say, okay, well, this triggers me, so don't do that?
Does
that
know.
Make sense?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if they would help
give you tools or whatever.
Yeah. Like I've never even thought about any of that, but it's like it's a problem.
Is it?
Yeah. It can be like.
Well, you know,
but you know it by now.
Yes.
You know what those triggers are.
Oh,
right?
It's so funny.
It.
It's so funny that it works with us too, because like you know the love languages, right? Well, mine's physical touch, number one, by far.
I hate touching.
Like, she has never been that way. Like, it's bottom of her list.
Really? Like, when I thought you were going in for a hug, and I was like, when you were throwing something away, I'm like, is she, what's happening right now?
I know,
now?
It's like, really, Maggie? It's a hug. Come
like,
on.
Like, once I get to know somebody.
But it's a triggering thing
for her. It's a trigger thing. Yeah. Like, I'm not a physical touch person. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. But I would not be surprised. I think I had a stroke just now. When we were in Scotland, we were driving by Highland cows, and I really wanted to stop and see them. I full on, like, started doing this, and I've never done something like that. Like, oh, I got so excited.
It's flapping.
Yes, it's the hands.
It's flapping. I've heard of that because my son does that. My son, when he's like, when he was younger, he was doing that, and someone's like, "Oh, you should get him tested." And I was like, "Tested for what?"
Yeah.
And they were like, "Well, flapping is one of the cues or keys or something." Yeah. I didn't know.
And when I was younger, I used to, like, when I was young, I would tippy toe walk.
Ah.
Which is another sign.
Okay.
All jokes aside, though, if you are, you're high functioning enough to clearly, like, you know.
Yeah, but that could be really cool that if you do get tested and you see that, that would be really cool to be an advocate, honestly.
Oh,
yeah.
I would
really
100%.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool.
I would 100% be an advocate for it because I know there's a ton of people that have autism that.
I feel like people that have autism, too, are very creative as well from what I've heard and seen. So, possibly.
I think that would be pretty amazing to, you know, have someone.
Maybe I should just get tested.
I think that you should. Okay, next question. Last question, actually.
Okay.
Okay? Tell me something that you would not eat.
Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
Mustard.
I'm not going to say what Maggie calls mayo, but she hates mayo.
I'll say it. It's a devil's semen.
So you eat regular people's semen?
No.
No, she won't touch mine.
Is that even
with even with the pineapples?
What else won't I eat?
She has a
raw
lot.
Raw onions.
I will say this though, like when we got together, I got home from Iraq and I look in the fridge and I'm like, what the hell is this, Maggie? She has like whole milk jugs.
I had 2 full gallons of whole milk, 2 cases of soda.
I mean, and that was it.
Like, basically,
what are we eating here?
I grew up in the Midwest and we drank milk with every meal. We had cereal for breakfast, a glass of milk with dinner. And I was never allowed to. We never had soda in the house.
Yeah,
we'd had like 2-liter bottles for a party. That was it. Yeah. So when I was on my own, I'm like, I'm buying all the soda I want. And I have to have my
milk. She's also 18, just turned 18 years old. But I'm
so
like,
my son's 11. I don't know if he's ever had a sip of soda.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Because we don't have it. I haven't drank it in 25 years.
Yeah, we
myself,
don't really.
So
yeah.
We just leave it. But. That's hilarious. Yeah. Milk and soda.
No, yeah. I said, we're getting you out and we need to educate you a little bit on food.
I do feel like people that grew up in the Midwest, don't come for me, people that are listening, but I do feel like people in the Midwest, it's like we don't really have that expanded palate until we get older.
I will say this. I really like, is it Runza?
Runza. And I do not because it's like a very,
you only find that place in the Midwest and it's like cabbage, it's like Phillies or something.
Yeah, it's like cabbage sandwiches.
I'm like, oh, this is unique, right down my alley.
It's not good.
Yeah, you guys had skyline chili for the first time. What was your thought?
It was very different. It was very different. I wish there was more chili on it.
I think they were stingy because everyone was so loud and they're like these people out of here.
I didn't hate it. Yeah. I will not probably ever order it.
I love unique and different stuff. So I was like, yeah, this is awesome.
But I didn't hate it.
Yeah. But
it's definitely different.
Now she loves pho. She likes unique foods, but like the sauces very much like
I said, where do you guys want to go to dinner? Maggie doesn't do sauces. So I'm like, okay, well, let's not go to Maggiano's because there's sauce on a lot of their stuff. And he's like, no, not that kind of sauce. Yeah.
My sauce. Like, my sauce. Not
it's just like sandwiches and stuff like that.
That is awesome. Okay. We are going to close it out because we're over an hour.
Oh, wow.
People can talk a lot.
They can play this back. Actually, we could just do like 6 episodes and knock it out.
Hey,
right now.
Chop it up. Chop it up.
But you guys, honestly, I adore you. I think you guys are super genuine. I am so thankful that
you guys came out.
I really am.
This has been fun. Well, this has been a blast. I'm so glad we did the Make-A-Wish, too.
Yeah.
Like, that was amazing. Like, gives me goosebumps right now talking about it. Yeah.
I just got a text. I'm not going to say how much because we're going to do a video on it, but I just got a text and obviously you guys saw my face. So
yeah.
There's that.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for trusting me because, you know, when people ask people to do things, like, you don't really know, like,
you know,
what
no,
is
yeah.
that really going to be about?
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm. yeah.
the fact that you guys are open to working with people and never yeah. saying, hold on, wait a minute,
yeah.
this
yeah.
crazy lady has this idea. But so thank you very much. Make sure that you guys pick up the Blonde Brewer everywhere on all your socials. And on that note, we're out.
Cheers.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.